Today isn't so much a tip as it is a piece of news that you need to be aware of if you're a website owner and in Europe. Basically, the European Union has forced Microsoft into doing an automatic update on all Windows-based machines. So that's Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7. So what users will experience over the next few days is an automatic update that will display a message. This message will explain what a browser is and then ask users to select the browser that they want to use. Now, this will apply to all users that currently have IE, Internet Explorer, set as their default browser. They will then be presented with a list, an initial list of five different browsers: Internet Explorer, Google Chrome, Opera, and Safari. Is that, I don't know where they are. Oh, Firefox. I knew I was missing one. But there will also be, if they horizontally scroll, a whole load of other browsers that are also available for them to download if they so wish. The user is asked to make a selection, and that selection is then installed on their machine. Now, this is all to do with the anti-competitive practices of Microsoft, according to the European Union, and they're being forced to give users this choice. Now, this has a massive impact if you're a website owner and the audience, a significant proportion of the audience that you have, come from Europe. Because what you can expect to see is a shift in which browsers people are using when they come to your site. Now, it has to be said that a vast majority of people would just select Internet Explorer. They'll select that little blue icon that they know and that they are familiar with, and they will stick with that. However, Google have been actively pushing their Google Chrome browser in Europe with billboard advertising, underground advertising, with, I think, even TV commercials. So they're making a big effort in this regards. Also, of course, people know the name Google as well as they know the name Microsoft, and they associate Google with the web. So they may be tempted to download and install Google Chrome. And this means that you need to make sure that your websites work with Google Chrome, with Firefox, with Safari, and this is becoming increasingly important. There is another aspect to this story that it's worth being aware of as well, which is that in addition to the choice of browser, Microsoft are taking this opportunity that if people select IE, that they're pretty much going to be, I was going to say forced, but that's too strong a word, they're going to be seriously encouraged to upgrade to the latest version of Internet Explorer, which is version 8. That means that we could see a decline in the number of people using IE 7 and IE 6, which is great in many ways because it will enable us as web designers to do much more creative things with your website. So all in all, good news, and we should see a situation where where websites are able to be much more or much better coded in order to support more modern browsers rather than having to support older browsers like Internet Explorer 6. But you do need to take action. The action you need to take is you need to go to your web designer and say, will my website work with other browsers other than Internet Explorer? Will it work well with Firefox and Safari and the rest? Now, to be honest, you should be doing this anyway, even before this choice came out, but it now is of paramount importance that you do that over the next few days. If you're unsure, if you've got any questions, then feel free to drop me an email at paul@boagworld.com, and I'll do my best to kind of provide you with any additional information you need to know.